loves the most. And you know why you love at all if you're thinking of the Holy Ghost. If you're thinking of the Holy Ghost.
All right. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Riley.
Hey, you got it right this time. This is episode 5, 2001, where we'll be playing songs from the year 2001. What do you think of that first song, Riley?
It's all right. It was weird. I've never heard it before, but it sounds familiar.
It sounds familiar. You know who that is? I'll tell you who it is. It's Dead Leaves on the Dirty Ground by the White Stripes.
Okay.
That's them. Jack and Meg White, who portrayed themselves as siblings, even though they were married from 1996 to 2000. That's just what they did.
Well, there are other ways to make a statement.
Are there? All right, we're going to have some fun music, fun stuff to talk about in 2001. Pretty good year for music, I would say. I had to cut a lot of stuff, so... There will be a 2001 continued. We're going to start off with some big hits. Big Hitters by Gorillaz and Blink. But first, we're going to start off with a little bit of Weezer. Everyone's favorite. Island of the Sun.
The things that come to you. Intangible that you didn't think, so I command you to panoramic view. Look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews, chicks and dudes, so you think it's really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view, yeah. When you're too crazy, lifeless to those, the definition for what life is, priceless to you because I put you on the high. Just that you like it, gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke, you're psychic among no, possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Essence, the basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this childlike in nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy. I'm in them, every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise, corruption in the skies, from the sea of enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lies through rust, so not as muscles, but percussion to provide for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye, you perceive with your mind, that's the inner. So I'ma stick around with Russ and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless.
Right,
feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, it happened. In a bag, I'm useless, not for long. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
pressure. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, my future. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, my future.
So yeah, and then I just kind of droned on like this for a minute and a half. That's Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz.
Are you gonna stop it?
I was gonna fade it out.
Isn't Clint Eastwood like from Back to the Future? No, I'm being ridiculous. He's from something. He isn't. No, what?
So, no and yes, yes and no.
Could you be more specific?
I'll see what I can do. So Clint Eastwood, he was an actor, and he now is a film director. Now he's just a cranky old man. But he was in your favorite movie trilogy, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
It's
the third one. The first one was A Fistful of Dollars.
Oh my gosh, A Handful of Cash.
Yes, A Handful of Cash, starring Clint Eastwood. Before that, we had First Date by Blink-182. And we started the music off after, you know, our talking with Island and Sun with Weezer. So, yeah, that was 2000.
He wanted to play a different Weezer song from the Green Album. And I'm like, what are you doing, Kyle? You need to change that. So we changed it.
So
you're welcome.
That's it. That's all I got to do is ask.
I'm actually really cool.
Riley is pretty cool. So I got a little bit of news from 2001. It's a good year for cartoon debuts. Fairly Odd Parents debuted on Nickelodeon. 2001.
Oh, I remember that show.
Good show.
That was 2001.
2001.
Oh my gosh.
23 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Bob the Builder debuts in the U.S. on Nick Jr.
No one cares about him.
And Adult Swim debuts on the Cartoon Network in 2001. I remember that.
What went down in 2001?
I watched a lot of Cowboy Bebop.
Oh yeah, you do like Cowboy Bebop.
I do. But we got a
jam.
Let's jam. We got a couple more songs for you. This song by Tool has a weird main groove time signature. Kind of bounces between 5/4 and 7/4. Why do you know this song? It's called Schism by Tool. Do you know Tool?
Spell Schism.
S-C-H-I-S-M.
You're looking at the screen.
I'm looking right at the screen. Yes. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
It was nice and calming, relaxing music session. Bodies by Drowning Pool. Before that, we had Schism by Tool. What do you think of them?
No, it was okay.
That's it? Just okay?
I know Drowning Pool, but I don't know Tool very much.
Oh, man. You're missing out on the Tool train. Maybe we'll do a... early 2000s prog show.
Maybe we won't do that.
All right.
I think you can do that one by yourself.
Maybe I will do that one by myself. You know what else I'm going to do? We're gonna go to commercial. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back with the big album deep dive. This is Zennial Yearbook. We are talking about songs from 2001 on 89.7 WTBR FM. Pittsfield.
Amherst, Springfield.
Just Pittsfield.
It's what they do on Morning Edition.
This is not Morning Edition.
Okay. WTBR FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com. by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream, and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
If we're not preset number one on your radio, isn't it about time you moved us there?
Well, we're waiting.
We're the Berkshire's WTBRFM.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
Scream.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
What do you think?
Since
you don't really know that song, I want your honest opinion. You find to yourself an aficionado of the rock music.
I do?
All right, what do you think of that song?
It sounds like 3 Days Grace, but okay. It also doesn't. It sounds like something you would hear on WTBR FM.
Kind of. Well, do you like it? Thumbs up or thumbs down? The big vote.
It's okay.
It's okay. I'll tell you, that is more than I would have expected from a lot of people. That's How You Remind Me by Nickelback.
Ugh.
People.
Knew it was okay.
For whatever reason, hate Nickel. I think they're fine.
Because Nickelback isn't good. That's why.
They're fine.
And they're just bad.
I think they are.
It was bad.
7 out of 10 rock band. They know what they're doing.
I think they're like a 2 out of 10 rock band because they know what they're doing. That's the point.
Oh, like they're doing it on purpose?
No, they just know how to play instruments and sing. Yeah, that's it.
I guess that's it. I guess that's all.
Nothing else is good.
All right, well, this is Xenial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Riley.
That's Riley. All right, you got it. We're playing songs from 2001, because that's what we do. We pick a year, we play some songs. Now is the time in the show where we pick an album, and we just kind of play 3 songs from that very same album. You know what album we're doing today?
No. You won't show me the lineup.
I mean, it was on the counter like all weekend. It's Bleed American by Jimmy Eat World. Everyone's favorite. It's a really good album. I'm going to play some songs. Hopefully you'll dig them. Riley, if you're listening.
I am listening.
Are you listening?
Yes.
If you're listening, whoa. Oh,
yourself off that. It's only in your head you feel left out. You look down on. Just do your best. Do everything you can. And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in the middle of the ride. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in the middle of the ride. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
Praise Chorus by Jimmy Eat World. Before that, we had The Middle, also by Jimmy Eat World. We started off with The Sweetness, all of Jimmy Eat World's Bleed American album. What do you think of that?
They're not my favorite.
All right. But, you know, honesty is the best policy.
It's whatever.
It's It's whatever. All right.
It wasn't the worst thing I've ever heard.
Excellent. It probably wasn't even the worst thing you heard today.
It wasn't. You know what? It wasn't. I've heard a lot worse today. I've heard so much worse today. You have no idea.
What are you listening to on the bus?
No, not... Well, because I can't name names.
No name
one
names.
One of my peers...
Oh my god, thank you.
...showed me one of her peers' music, and it's really bad.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
It's, like, so bad.
I'm glad you...
It's actually terrifying.
I'm glad you kids are out there playing
it's
music.
It's so bad. He has, like, 13 monthly listeners.
That is more than we have.
Yeah, but
we're not even playing music.
13.
So, gosh. Back to the happenings of 2001. Let's do some top movies of 2001. I think you've seen most of these. Top grossing film of 2001 is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yep.
The first Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Monsters Incorporated.
Oh my gosh, I love that movie's so old. The animation's really good.
2001. Shrek.
Yep.
Ocean's 11.
Yep.
And the highest grossing non-English film in the United States in 2001 was? Go ahead and give it a guess.
Was it that movie about that girl running?
Like, it was that movie about that girl.
Oh my gosh, really?
No. It was, I think Run, Lola, Run was from like 99, maybe 97. Spirited Away.
Oh.
Great movie.
Great
also,
movie. 100%.
What wasn't on that list was The Fast and the Furious, the first Fast and the Furious movie. Also 2001. Have you seen any of those?
No.
I think I've seen two.
I think I've seen zero. I went on the tram at Universal, and that was kind of scary.
Oh, that was fun.
That was kind of terrifying.
That was a great time. So this song here is from... that soundtrack. It's called Faithless by Injected. Let's give it a listen.
Do you feel the feel? faster we're falling, we're stopping and stalling, we're running in circles again. Just as things were looking up, you said it wasn't good enough, but still we're trying one more time. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. Backwards to relate. It's one thing to complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far.
Looking for understand it.
Crawling in the dark.
That was more than 5 seconds.
Yeah. I did say we were back in 5 seconds. Like 7 seconds before we got back. By Hoobastank. Before that, we had In Too Deep by Sum 41. And before that, Faithless by Injected from the Fast and the Furious soundtrack. What do you think of them?
They're okay. I don't know, like, any of these songs.
I know. I thought you were a fan of this music. And then, it, like, once you hit the year 2000, you just kind of bailed. Music lives on after the year 1999, I guess. All right. So this is Zennial Yearbook. Oh, have you heard the news, Riley? No, not that. That we're on Threads. You can follow us on Threads. Zennial _ yearbook.
Huh. What's Threads?
Oh, my gosh.
I actually don't know what that is.
These kids, man. It's like Twitter, but not as awful.
Then why don't you just use Twitter?
Because Twitter's a...
Who here has threads? Who here has threads downloaded to their phone? I'm going to go look in the Play Store and see if it's even there.
Do that. Look in the Play Store, and while you look in the Play Store...
Like, I have MySpace, but I don't have Threads.
We are going to take a quick break. We'll be back to the music in about 2 minutes. This is Zennial Yearbook on WTBR FM Pittsfield.
What do you do with two crazy sports fanatics, one from Massachusetts and one from New York, and you put them in the same room together? Well, get ready for a serious sports talk party. It's time for WTBR Sports Talk. Hi, I'm Robbie Zucker. Join me and my co-host Sean Cronin as we discuss the world of sports. We'll cover the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL, plus a whole lot more. Plus, we'll take your phone calls as well. So join us for WTBR Sports Talk every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. right here on your source for sports and a whole lot more in the Berkshires, 89.7 FM, WTBR Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes, Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
No messing around, just 100% pure rock. Unplug your appliances. We need the power. WTBR.
We'll be right back.
attack. She is touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a
Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Hey. All right. We got it right this time. We play music from a particular year. This year is 2001. That was Cake. Short skirt, long jacket. What do you think of that?
Oh, that was Cake.
That was okay.
No, I said, oh, that was Cake.
Oh, that was Cake? Yes. Cake's, no, nothing else sounds like Cake. Huh. They are pretty distinctive. Here's another thing that's distinctive. Cover songs. You know what a cover song is?
Yeah.
It's like when another band plays another band's song.
I know
song.
What a cover song is.
So I found three cover songs that all were released in 2001. And I think they're all relatively popular. Did you know any of these songs were cover songs? This is what I'm going to ask you. This is what I'm going to ask you in about 10 minutes when all these songs are over.
These are all cover songs?
So we got a song by Muse. We got a song by Alien Ant Farm. We're going to start off with the Ataris, the Boys of Summer. You know this song?
No, I don't know any of these songs.
Oh, well, here we go.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach.
way. It was Sunday, but a black day. I could make a salutation, selling heartbeat, intimidation.
All right, that was Muse, Feeling Good.
I'm convinced that that was Radiohead.
It sounded a little... It was.
I'm not convinced that that was Muse. That was Radiohead.
So it was early Muse.
No, it was Radiohead.
Before that, we had Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm. And before that was The Boys of Summer. So Feeling Good was like a jazz show tune. It was made famous by Nina Simone in 1965. Smooth Criminal, of course, Michael Jackson, I think it was on the Bad album. Have you seen that video, Riley?
Which one?
Smooth Criminal?
No.
The Alien Ant Farm one? There's this kid, he might be 8 or 10, but he dances like a... It's amazing. He dances like Michael Jackson. It is incredible. And before that, Boys of Summer by the Ataris, originally done by Don Henley of the Eagles. So, Riley, I was in the Navy.
You were in the Navy?
Yes. And when I got out of the Navy, I had to drive across the country. And this is before, you know, the Spotify's. And whatever was on the radio was just kind of on the radio.
That's usually how it goes.
Right. But you would drive in your car. You would drive out of a metro area, and you'd drive into a new metro area, and then they would just replay the same songs on different stations again and again and again as you went to new metro areas. And so I heard this song probably 30 times on my maybe 6-day trip across the country. Because, you know, we took our time. I kidnapped my friend.
You what?
I kidnapped my friend. I don't have
can't
time
say
to
this stuff on the
explain
radio.
The entire story, but it was a good time. Except for listening to this song 30, 35 times. This is Train, Drops of Jupiter.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. While you were looking for yourself out there.
Makes
was Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk. And that's the show. We'll be back next week with a very special edition of the show. I don't think I'm going to tell you what it is just yet. But it'll be very Riley-centric.
What? Right? Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's going to be... It's going to be great, everyone.
It's going to be awesome.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with more Xennial Yearbook on WTBR FM Pittsfield. See ya.
Bye.